from Cape Town, this is the Voice of the Cape, 91.3 FM.
Good morning to our listeners tuned to 91.3 FM audio streaming at www.vocfm.co.za. And we're speaking to Qari Ziad Patel, project coordinator and trustee at Alimdad Foundation, all the way in, I think, Mozambique, that we're linking up with him. Qari Ziad, assalamu alaikum to you and a warm welcome.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
The pleasure is ours, since you are on the, in the field and knowing what is happening in Mozambique. You want to just share with our listeners currently what is the condition of the people, as well as what Alimdad is about to do in Mozambique as well.
So yes, right now as I speak to you, I'm in a very, very dangerous zone. We are here in Cabo Delgado, not very far from the fighting, the violence, the turmoil, you know, which has been playing out there over the last few weeks and the last few months. I think every one of us has through media about the atrocities which have been committed on the civilian populations, etc. I mean, very, very horrific eyewitness accounts we have heard from some of the victims. As I'm talking to you right now, I can just quickly paint the picture. I'm standing in front of literally hundreds of IDPs. We are here at a brand new IDP camp that is an internally displaced people's camp. It's a brand new camp. People have been streaming into this morning. Alhamdulillah, Alimdad teams are on the ground. As I'm speaking to you, as I see in front of me, we are conducting a distribution. I'm in the middle of a distribution as I'm speaking to you, and this is how it's playing out. You know, we have these victims. They never asked for this war. You know, they never asked for this. They are just totally, totally nothing. Trust me, they don't even know the politics. They don't even know who is fighting, and they don't even know what the resources are. Who is fighting over what? But they are bearing the complete brunt of what is been playing out here, which is a very, 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 very sad situation. Because these people are already so poor. You know, they are innocent. You know, they are just a simple people, simple human, you know. And unfortunately, they have been displaced. There are about 600,000 people that have been displaced. Over the last few days, we've been to numerous IDP camps in the vicinity of Cabo Delgado distributing aid. And we hoped and we prayed that we could have come earlier. But because of the situation and the security issues, etc., we could not get here earlier. But alhamdulillah, through the fazl of Allah Ta'ala Azza wa Jal, we have made it here. Yes, it is a calculated risk. We have taken a calculated risk. We are in a very, very dangerous zone. Actually, last night, whilst we were conducting a distribution, we had to actually leave. We could not even put that to base. That's how volatile the situation is at the moment. But alhamdulillah, our teams are here on the ground, and we are carrying out the much, much needed distribution of relief aid.
Qari Ziad, we're looking at these, like you say, victims and people being in camps as well. But it's not just the war that's upon them, but also the COVID-19. How are they facing this pandemic? And also, we're looking at children involved here in this war zone as well.
You know, it's a very, very interesting question. We're in the middle of a pandemic, but trust me, for these people here, they are all in survival mode. You know, COVID-19 is right at the bottom of the list for them. They are much more worried about where the next meal is going to come from. You know, they are much more worried for their safety and security. You know, so really speaking, and honestly speaking, there's not much COVID-19 protocols being taken care of here. But this is, this is like they're in survival mode. As they would say, there is bigger fish to fry. There is much more bigger fish to fry. There's more other serious pertinent issues and burning issues to take care of. So right now, I think people are very, very, very scared. You can see the fear that has been inculcated into the population. I was speaking to a brother this morning, and he was saying to me how his entire family were killed. You know, these fighters, they don't even know exactly these fighters are. You know, young guys coming in, burning homes, killing every single people of the family, forcing people to flee. So, there are so many dynamics to what has been playing out in Cabo Delgado. It is very, very, very sad. And, this is our neighboring country. This is a neighboring country of South Africa. We are not too far away. And I think we have a great responsibility in helping and assisting these poor, impoverished victims.
Most definitely, Qari Ziad. When we speak about, you mentioned people who passed away or people that were killed. Let's speak about the casualties as well. What is the medical system like that's in place in the area?
So, yeah, there are some UN structures here in place. There are some NGOs. I'm very honest with you, very, very, very few. The situation was very volatile. The situation was very insecure. So not much has been done. Yeah, so some of the victims, etc., they have been moved. I did inquire. They have been moved to some of the hospitals in some of the big areas of Pemba and Nampula, etc. You know, but this is, there's a lot of work still to be done. You know, there's still a lot of work to be done. And I hope that now that the situation is somewhat settling down, I hope that and I pray that more organizations, such as the Ali Nad Foundation and others, will now venture out to come out and assist and help this poor, impoverished people. Alhamdulillah, you know, Ali Nad Foundation, we were praying that we could have come here sooner. But unfortunately, because of COVID-19 and because of the security situation, you know, we couldn't take that risk. Nevertheless, alhamdulillah, it is a calculated risk. We are here. Yes, the situation, the atmosphere, the ambiance is really, really tense. You know, I mean, at any point in time, we can expect things to escalate. I'm just saying, from last time, we couldn't even return to base. I'm literally wearing the same clothes from the last 2-3 days. That's how volatile the situation is on the ground here. But alhamdulillah, we are here, and as I'm speaking to you, what I see before me is we are distributing aid to hundreds, literally hundreds of recipients.
Among those recipients are children as well, and we're looking at the disruption of education in the area as well, and perhaps, you know, the bare necessities such as your services, support and electricity. Are these, you know, available for these people in the camps as well?
So basically, these camps, if I can draw the picture before you, these camps are very, 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 very basic, you know, extremely basic. There's no such thing as electricity, etc. You know, I mean, there's just little dwellings which are being erected here and there, and this is where people are finding safety and security and shelter. Yes, UNICEF, I did venture out to a school yesterday, and I did post this out as well. We ventured out to a makeshift school which UNICEF had erected. And in all of these different camps, UNICEF has erected these makeshift schools to try and somewhat give these kids some kind of normality with regards to the education. But I can assure you, it's a drop in the ocean. You know, there's still so much more to do. You know, end of the day, whenever there's war, whenever there's turmoil, whether it may be in Syria, whether it may be in Burma with the Rohingyas, whether it may be in Gaza, whenever there's war, whenever there's conflict, whenever there's violence, are the first casualty of war. Children will always be the first casualty of war. And it's like just this morning, I was looking at some kids, and I was saying to myself, subhanAllah, they're so violent. Is the conflict, and all they would know is violence. They don't have an opportunity to go to school because their schooling and their education has been completely disrupted. And unfortunately, this is the reality as okay. I speak to you.
Qari Ziad, our time has unfortunately run out, but we want you to share some contact information and also banking details with our listeners for their contributions as well.
Yeah, you're more than welcome to log into the website www.alindad.com, or you can find our live updates via our various social media platforms at Ali Nad, whether it's Twitter, whether it's Instagram. We are going to be posting a lot of information out there. I just want to conscientize and make our people aware of what is playing out here. And please do whatever you do, please donate. These are our neighbors. We have a, they have a right over us. They have a right over us. And it makes two ways. So we really need to do something for them. And Zakala, once again, to Voice of the Cape and yourself for always giving us and awarding us the opportunity to reach out to our communities and tell them what's happening in different parts of the world.
The pleasure is ours, alhamdulillah. And with that said, we say, may Allah keep you safe, inshallah, and all those working on the grounds and bringing relief to others in need, inshallah.